USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's point person on the nation's coronavirus response gets tested for it himself. Vice President Mike Pence says he was exposed a few days ago to someone who was confirmed to have the virus. And he says although White House doctors say it's unlikely he contracted it.
Given the unique position that I have as vice president and as leader of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, both I and my wife will be tested for the coronavirus.
Negotiators from both parties are to meet again today to discuss a $2 trillion stimulus package aimed at blunting the blow the coronavirus is having on the U.S. economy. It would set aside money for medical equipment, include direct payments to Americans, expand unemployment benefits, and provide loans and grants to businesses being hurt by the slowdown. The Senate is currently planning to vote at 3 p.m. Eastern Time today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
More now on the coronavirus in the United States. Johns Hopkins researchers say that at least 25,000 people in the country have been diagnosed with it, but there are probably many more people infected with it as they have not yet been tested. There have been at least 307 deaths from the virus as of Saturday night. The Justice Department is asking Congress to grant chief judges the ability to detain people indefinitely without trial during emergencies like the one the country is currently facing. According to Politico, the department has made requests to lawmakers on a variety of topics, including the statute of limitations, asylum, and the way court hearings are conducted. In response to the story on Twitter, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said two words, "Hell no." Chinese officials said they have not had a homegrown coronavirus infection for three straight days now. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The music world is still reacting to news of the death of country and pop legend Kenny Rogers. A spokesperson for Rogers says he died peacefully at home from natural causes under the care of hospice and while surrounded by family. Rogers was 81. About a decade ago, as he was setting out on another tour, he said at a news conference,
"You're going to influence a lot of people, good and bad, with the decisions you make. So I've chosen to make as many good ones as I can."
Rogers' family is saying that for now, in the face of the coronavirus outbreak, they're just planning a small private service, but a public memorial will be held at a later date. Pope Francis is offering a prayer for families coping with the coronavirus pandemic. The Vatican says the Pope prayed yesterday for all of those who are forced to stay indoors because of it, especially those with children. Italy is the hardest hit country in Europe with the death toll approaching 5,000. More than 50,000 people in that nation have been infected. And a new word on social media could well find its way into the common lexicon, depending on how long the virus pandemic lasts. The word is COVIDiot. It's being used with a definition that's rather simple, a stupid person who ignores social distancing, thus furthering the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.